You do have a shiny head.
But look, our shadows, because I have two lights, our shadows are like this. See, there's a shadow right there, and a shadow right there. Your shadows next to my shadow. Normally, our shadows would go that way or this way.
Okay. I think this is... All right.
Are I look fat when I slouch.
Don't slouch.
It looks like I have a huge chest now.
There you go. Right. Okay, so some of these are... they're just very random questions, but we'll go down them. If you could have any historical figure as your imaginary friend, who would it be and why?
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, boy.
Because I would want to talk him out of some things. I'd be like, hey, dude, you got some really interesting ideas, and you're very passionate. But what if instead of doing what you do, what if we just, like, put all that into, like, we create maybe, like, a new sport or something, and then we make that big.
Well, but now this is just your imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Like, this is not how you get to go back in history and try to talk them out of something.
Yeah, but in my imagination, then there would be, like, a new sport, and it'd be, like, it'd replace the NFL with, like, really cool, like, everybody would love it, but nobody would get hurt. It'd be neat.
Speaking of cool sport and NFL, have you seen lingerie football?
Yeah.
I've definitely got to start watching that. Why is that not more popular?
Because it's women's sports.
Man.
Like, for real, though, I listened to an episode of Freakonomics about women's sports, and they were talking about how in Europe, like, NBA players here are doing great. WNBA players go over to Europe because they make a living, but not much money. Like, they'll make, like, $100,000 a year or something.
Right.
Like, they go to a different country to make a living wage when they're comparable to their male counterparts, just people don't want to watch it. But over there, some people watch it. It's just fascinating. Like that, I didn't know women's sports was anything. I thought sports was sports until people started talking about women's basketball, and I was like, oh, I didn't know it was that big.
And what's wild, like, somebody gave us some tickets one time. We went up and watched OU's girls basketball game one time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just as good as going, and I've been to watch the Thunder. It was still just as exciting of a game.
Right.
Like, yeah. Why are people so anti-female sports?
I think the type of people that are really into sports, on average, kind of are dumb. I'm just gonna... That's my real guess, if you want an answer.
Okay, now I'm trying to think of who, what imaginary historical friend. Figure I would want to have as an imaginary friend.
Can I guess what yours would be?
Go ahead.
Einstein. I think you'd like hanging out with that dude. You know too much about him.
I think maybe like Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, he was cool. He did like jujitsu type stuff.
Theodore Roosevelt did?
Teddy Roosevelt, the guy that...
the Rough Riders. He's the reason we have national parks.
Carry a big stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. The national parks was the thing I was going to reference. Yeah, I think he... I don't know if it was jujitsu or like... It was something that barely existed at the time and wasn't popular in the United States, but he got really good. It could have been Muay Thai or Krav Maga or something, but he was apparently really good at martial arts. And the carry a big stick and speak softly thing was, like, somehow a reference to him, like, beating the shit out of a dude at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, I heard some stories. I don't know. But, he's, like, big hunter.
Yeah. And he's just...
penis.
I don't know his penis size. And that doesn't really determine whether or not I want to hang out with him or not. I wouldn't want to pee next to him at a urinal.
Yeah. So you do think he had a huge penis?
Probably.
Okay.
Like, he had big dick energy for sure.
No, he, like, legit, that would be a good one. I just said Hitler because I thought it was funny. I couldn't think of anything.
What is the weirdest conspiracy theory you can come up with on the spot? And how would you convince people that it's true?
All right. Me first or you first? Mine might take a while.
I don't have anything. Like, all right. I don't...
You know the birds aren't real thing? Like, people believe birds or, like, drones or whatever? I've never believed that. But have you ever noticed that you never see a black squirrel near a brown squirrel? I think they've been trying to make the animals racist so that whenever animals take over all our chores because robots fail, we'll have, like, they'll have, like, slave squirrels. Like, they'll have, like, the white and brown squirrels are telling the black squirrels what to do. And then eventually the black squirrels will be really good at squirrel sports. They'll have, like, squirrel Xbox or X Games.
Uh-huh.
Xbox is a video game system. They're not going to have that. They're going to be outdoor squirrels.
Okay.
They'll be doing kickflips and shit. like the black ones. So it's going to be a little different because, like, in humans, they play sports, like regular sports. This one, they're going to do extreme sports. They're going to be doing fucking backflips and all kinds of shit on the skateboard. And I think it's just the government trying to prove that slavery is natural so that they don't, you know, sound like bad people.
Okay.
It makes if you don't think
about it. Yeah, if you don't think about it, it makes perfect sense. Because obviously my counter argument to that would be, do you think it's not just the same reason why black people are originally from Africa and white people are from northern places where there wasn't as much sun exposure?
No, I do think, I don't think it's a sun exposure thing, but I think it's a camouflage thing with animals. I think their environment is, you know,
right.
Or maybe their coats, maybe like Colorado squirrels are gray because the fur is a different type of fur and they have to stay warmer or something.
Right, yeah. I didn't necessarily mean by color. No. I just meant because they're adapted to their area.
I think
area.
This is like the craziest conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I was going for wild, but I really I like my squirrel theories with all the squirrel racism, and I'm trying to lean into squirrels now.
You've leaned into squirrels.
I'd like to lean into a squirrel, if you know what I'm saying. Pick up his little tail.
Didn't you say one time something about peeing in a squirrel's butt?
I've never peed in a squirrel's butt. But if I did, I would tie it like a balloon and throw that bitch across the street and watch it go. I think it'd be fucking cute. Also, I wouldn't pee in it because we talked about velocity earlier. I would use a different substance.
Blow the other end out of that thing.
Dude.
Good night. I think that's a fair question that we should ask. On average, what do you think the distance is of your ejaculate?
We're asking other people or me?
Yeah, I mean, you can answer
on
also.
On average, I think it's only like 2 or 3 feet. I don't think it's like crazy.
That's still wild to me. Like every once in a while, like if you know, if things aren't going the way we want it to, so we're not as often as we would like. Like sometimes it'll go for
you'll
a ways.
Yeah,
it'll shoot. But on average, I don't think. Like I mean. I wouldn't intentionally aim it towards my face because I know it'll shoot that far.
Yeah. That's like over 2 feet.
Yeah.
There you go.
You were talking about the distance of a room earlier.
If you build it up, I'm saying 2 or 3 feet on average, 6 to 8, I think would be like a record. I think I could do 8 as a record. I think I've done 6.
Wow.
And I think I'm 5'9", so my 6 foot's longer than most people's. Because I'm 5'9", okay? They don't even get that joke because nobody on the internet knows how tall I am or how not tall I am.
Yeah, but I am curious as the what is the average ejaculate distance?
If you're watching this, no matter where you're watching it, if there's a comment section, comment. Just say like 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 feet, or if you don't get into feet, just say lobber. That's the term in the adult film industry. They have lobbers and shooters.
Okay.
I heard that on a movie. Like a regular movie.
Now, we'll switch the gender.
Oh.
Same question. What is your theory on squirters?
They just have to pee really bad, and then they can't hold it once they gas out, because when they're gassing, they pee.
I
didn't relax. Yeah, it's for
it
sure.
Is
they,
urine.
They did a science, like a study. They had like 100 girls squirting a cup. And it was all like 96% pee. Which if you peed after you like let a load of... If I go to the bathroom after I shot a 6-footer, it's going to be 90% pee, 10% something else.
Yeah.
So if it's over 90%, it's just pee. Yeah. It's just got to go through.
I watched an interview with an OBGYN doctor the other day. And he goes, that's not...
Just pee.
It's pee.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
I do think if you're holding your pee in for a long time, and then you get to a certain point, you're trying to hold it, and then everything happens, and then you relax, and you just pee.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. I think, like, all your bladder muscles or whatever, everything, like...
Everything's tight.
I've heard...
And then release.
Now, I haven't seen it personally, but I've heard if a woman has an orgasm, they have a lot of, like... You know, like their body goes.
Did you say you haven't seen it in person?
No, I've never seen it. I just heard about it. It's a myth, right? They don't really.
They don't really enjoy it. That's why I never get her there. I don't want to ruin the night.
Like, for real, like women could do that more than once a lifetime?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Comment if you've ever had an O. Try to keep it PG-13.
I'm also trying, like, I'm not really a big conspiracy theory person. Okay, so, like, well, I don't even think of, like, shit that's...
Can I plant some seeds for you?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, the FBI, Elon Musk, evil geniuses. Something in there. Let something grow. Elon Musk, Joe Rogan's podcast was never intended to be a podcast. It was always supposed to be a mind control device or something, you know? Or the reason they switched to Spotify is that Spotify is actually controlled by the U.S. government and they're trying to take over Sweden.
Actual conspiracy theory.
Ready?
And we've had this conversation.
Is it about Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Okay, that's a rough one.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about that on here.
No, but I do think that, and this is, like, I'm not trash-talking other comedians.
I am.
But I think that we both agree that Tony Hinchcliffe and Joe Rogan at this point in time are just like,
games.
You know what would be funny is if we just take this person that's mediocre at best and make them, make them the next big thing.
I do think it's like a silly game they're playing. I mean, I want to call it a conspiracy. It's two guys fucking around. I think it's like, hey, I wonder what would happen if we just said we thought this guy was hilarious. And then they go, oh, that happens? People just listen?
Let's do it again.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Also, like, look who got a Rolex. That guy had 3 roommates last week. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. That's pretty cool.
So that's a conspiracy theory, I'm thinking.
It's also like, I think both of those guys don't take anything too serious. So they're just like, I mean, who's it hurting? Which is technically true. Like, it's not like... Let's say, hypothetically, I don't think Hans Kim's funny. I would never say that. Other people say that. I'm doing a Trump now. I'm not saying it. Other people. But for real, if...
Just one hand is a dusty sleigh.
Okay. If, let's say, hypothetically, I didn't think Hans Kim was that funny, but he's selling out small theaters and clubs... It's like no skin off the comedy's back. It's not you.
I think if it hurts, anybody, it hurts Hans Kim.
Yes, it's not hurting you. It's not hurting Joe Rogan. It's helping Hans Kim financially. And I think that
right now,
if you throw him out there, I'd say the same thing as like when you teach a new tattoo artist something, you go, okay, I think you're ready to tattoo. You're just scared. Let's just do a circle. Like, that's the hardest thing to tattoo. Let's just give him circles. Because, yeah, he's going to fuck up 20 circles. But once you can do a circle, you can do anything. So they just throw him to the wolves, and then if he survives, they gave him a career. And if he fails, they gave him $200,000 or $300,000 in a short amount of time that he can use to go figure out what he's actually going to do. So still, in my opinion, no harm, no foul. It's just fascinating that people think certain people are funny or good at comedy when it's like, it's just not my brand of comedy, I guess, but like, let me try a joke real quick and you tell me if this is hilarious. So... What do y'all think? That's what he did at the fucking open mic.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't tell a joke. He just started giggling and everybody laughed. I was like, say words, bitch. And then he said something that was not funny.
Yeah.
And then they laughed again. But it's a beat thing. People are expecting to laugh at these certain points. And if you hit those beats and they already think you're the funniest person alive, you're going to get a laugh. And that's like, Steve Martin quit comedy when he found out he couldn't tell if he was really funny anymore because people just, he'd go, oh, I messed that joke up, and that got a huge laugh, and everything was just a huge laugh.
Yeah.
So if you can build somebody up to where they're the greatest comic alive to the audience, then when they walk out there, if they say, boom, boom, bop, as soon as they stop and look at the crowd, it's a cue that they have to laugh, and they instinctively laugh. Like, it's not, they're not consciously going, I'm going to laugh at nothing. But Hans Kim can go out there and make people literally laugh at literally no jokes, which is kind of a cool skill that Joe Rogan has.
Yeah.
Hi, Hans. Sorry. Did y'all see my video about my relationship with Tony Hinchcliffe? We are not official. Like, I've never done anything with that man naked that y'all know of. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the next question. If animals could talk...
They can.
Which one do you think would be the sassiest?
First off, they can. Have you ever seen the movie Dr. Dolittle? They got so many good acting, like dogs, and there was a giraffe in there, there was an elephant. They could all talk. And
how much do you think a giraffe cost?
$6,500.
Definitely more than that.
No. You can get a tiger for $3,000.
Tiger's not a giraffe.
The giraffe's not a tiger. Like, it's not that cool. So I think you can get a giraffe for $6,500.
I can't wait till our podcast is big enough. We've got somebody that sits off to the side that Googles shit when we...
We need that for just uploading. I was talking to Brady about that this morning. I was like, we need somebody to upload these for me because I'm lazy. Sassiest? Well, I know in YouTube world, Honey Badger. My dog, Sophie, would be sassy. What's a Puerto Rican animal? Are there any Puerto Rican animals?
I don't know, but a...
What about like a
giraffe eye-eye? For sale.
I think a lemur would be sassy.
A lemur?
Yeah, like a ringtone.
See, my mind immediately went to like more domestic animals, and I mean cats.
Cats are sassy.
Cats are like, sassy.
But my dog...
Even without saying a word, between $40,000 and $80,000 required to acquire a healthy giraffe.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
So we can get a sick giraffe.
You got ahead of me on that. We get a couple COVID giraffes. We hook them bad boys up. We pump them full of some ivermectin. We put them out there on the streets.
Yeah.
Let them do their thing. We got some baby giraffes. We sell them when they're little. And people don't know how good or bad their genetics are. Do you think the mic picked up my stomach growling?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Sassy animals. I'm trying to think of animals that just act sassy anyway, right. So then if they talk.
Skunks, actually. Have you ever played with a skunk?
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe
Le Pew, he was pretty sassy.
He was a sassy boy. Also, I've played with skunks. They're sassy.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never played with a skunk. I've known people who had pet skunks.
I had a client that like was like a skunk collector. It was so weird. She had like 3 or 4 skunks.
Yeah.
Like it was odd. We almost got a skunk instead of a dog. I wish we had.
Some friends of ours got a raccoon. And
Can you say that again?
I think
give it a nickname.
No.
Okay.
I think they misjudged how much work it was going
to
be.
No, they're the hardest animal to take care of.
So then it wound up kind of getting unruly, and they couldn't... Mm. Like, I mean, it was still friendly or whatnot, but it was just too much work for them, so they wound up getting rid of him. But I think I would like to have a raccoon.
No, they're a lot of work. We had... My aunt Karen died and had, like, I want to say, like, 5 or 6 animals, and one of them was a raccoon, and we were supposed to try to, like, take care of the raccoon until we found somebody to take it or whatever. Day one, that dude tore up the whole house. We passed it off on my cousin. They were like, oh, we want a raccoon. We'll take it. And then, like, they put all these, like, child safety locks, like the little, you got to push the two buttons together and slide it out on all their cabinets. And that dude could open every single one of them. And he would just, like, get into flour and walk through the house dragging flour everywhere. Like, just crazy, like, just a huge mess every day.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long they had him, but I don't know where he's at. But RIP, Rocky. I don't know. I'm sure he's dead by now. I don't know if squirrels can live 25 years, but he was already not young.
What's the most exotic animal that you think would be cool to own?
I feel like an otter if you had a really big pool.
Otter, but you gotta have 2.
Oh yeah, some otters if you had a really big pool. A penguin would be cool. I feel like a penguin could play with squirrels.
I saw a video the other day of a penguin running up to hug its trainer the other day, and it was...
Oh, it works out?
It was probably one of the cutest things I've ever seen.
It's not a meal plan. This motherfucker doing meal prep. He's just walking around. Okay. It's hard to do a podcast and be even remotely serious. Like, I just know there's a camera right there, so I can't not.
Have you ever known anybody with monkeys?
I can't make that joke.
Yep, don't do that. So I think
I have met somebody that had a monkey. There's a monkey in my video. I met a monkey at the mall at Walmart.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think so.
So if I, back when I was young and rodeoing and stuff, there was a guy who was an old bullfighter and he turned rodeo clown, and he had 2 monkeys, and one of them was cool as shit. Would climb up on your arm and would let you play with him. He was really cool. And then he had another one, and that monkey's name was Georgia. And that monkey was an absolute bitch. Like, she would try to whoop you. She would try to whoop anything that got close to her except for the guy that owned her.
Was it Ray Charles that wrote a song about that monkey? Georgia on My Mind?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
So I was biting my lip because I didn't know where you were going.
Is Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think, like, I want to say, like, Kanye or somebody covered it. Put, like, maybe Jay-Z. Some legendary rapper covered it. Let's get another question.
Okay, another question.
I don't know much about music. I just like it.
If you could swap lives with a fictional character for a day, who would it be, and what would you do in their shoes?
A fictional character? Can
a
it be like
fictional
could
character.
It be like a character on like on a movie that's like let's say it's the lady that trains penguins on Good Luck Chuck. Could I do that? Or does it have to be like a name, like a Batman type thing? You do yours first and then we'll figure out, because I don't really know.
You know, like, nonfiction is
real. Right.
So a fictional character would be like
any character that
Yeah, like would you want to be Aquaman? So that you could just go swim under
right.
the sea.
But what I'm saying is Brian O'Connor from Fast and the Furious. That's a fictional character, right?
Where, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
But he's so—it's so close to a real life thing. Like it's like
yeah. Okay. No,
it's
I think
based
that,
on something.
Yeah, like you could
okay.
be John Wick.
Okay.
You just can't be Keanu Reeves.
And who do I want to be?
Yeah.
And
what would you do in their shoes for a day?
I wish Jason Momoa was a fictional character. Because I know he's getting some tang.
Man. Oh, I'd be Johnny Sins.
As a real person.
Surely that's not his real name.
No, but this is a real person.
That's his stage name.
But he's a real person. I just learned who he was
so
yesterday.
So he's an actor.
I literally learned who he was yesterday.
I just want to be his character.
A guy I follow on Instagram.
And I would do exactly what he does every day if I had his shoes for a day.
Isn't he a homosexual adult film star?
No, he's straight.
He's a bald guy with a little goatee thing going on?
I don't know if he's got a goatee.
Okay.
Everything I've ever seen him in, he's bald.
Okay, let me hit this one real quick. A fictional character. I'm thinking of movies and books and stuff. I've never read a book, but I'm thinking of books I like.
The books I like the way the cover looks.
Well, I've literally like never finished a book that wasn't a children's book. I don't think I've ever read a whole chapter of a non-children's book.
I don't know who I'd want to be either.
This is a lot of dead air. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of a character that does stuff I would want to do. Oh, you know what? No, his whole, I was going to say Jason Bateman's character, Marty Bird in Ozark, but his whole family's about to get killed all the time, so I'm good on that.
I think as of right now, I would probably go with like an Aquaman or something, and then I would just use my day to explore the under the sea. That's not something I would want to do all the time, but if I could just spend one day unlimited under the sea access like him,
Bruce
I think
Wayne.
It'd be cool.
I would be Bruce Wayne because then I'm Batman and I'm Bruce Wayne, so I'm two things, and I have a ton of money, so if I want to just go do stand-up and not do Batman shit, I can, and I can go do stand-up and then do Batman shit after and save people all over the country while I'm touring.
There you go.
I could just like rent a theater and spend a bunch of money on advertising and be like, hey, tickets are $3.75 and I'm great, and then just hope people show up, do the show, and then when some like ne'er-do-wells start effing around in the alley, I can Batman them.
I can Batman them.
I've never seen a Batman movie. I just know he's got a cool car and gadgets.
If Alien...
Tony Stark!
Tony Stark would be a good one.
Batman or Tony Stark? I got
yeah.
two. Okay, go ahead.
I like that. I think it tells a lot about you that both fictional characters you picked were billionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this camera was $600. I would like one that's $6,000.
If aliens visited Earth and you were their tour guide, what's the first place you would take them and why? I already know the answer to this one.
Okay.
I'm going to say Walmart.
That was actually what I was going to say, but I was thinking of a more creative answer. So
I'm
going
to say, I'm taking them to Walmart, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go, this is the real America.
Mm-hmm.
These are the average American citizens. So if you're not interested in fucking with these kind of people, you might want to go someplace else. Like, this is the average preview.
I would take them to a strip club and try to explain to them that the reason that all the people are throwing money at the girls is we feel bad because they're poor and we wish they would put their clothes back on, just to confuse the shit out of them.
You would. So if you had the opportunity to explain or to give aliens the rundown, you would intentionally mislead them.
Yes.
Right out of the gate.
I'd take them out to Dragon West, And I'd be like, that's called herpes, and that's what happens if you don't throw enough money on her. And I think that would be really funny. Like, I think everything's a joke, and that's why if I'm ever Joe Rogan status, I'm putting some Hans Kims on the mat. Not really. I do think eventually it kind of dilutes comedy, makes people less interested in comedy as a whole, but that's the only downside I found. I've been thinking about this whole time.
I'm sorry, I lost my list.
He lost his list.
There, okay, we're back.
I can talk about my text from Kyle to kill something. No, we're good. Okay, we're back.
I don't know about this. If your pet could write a tell-all book about you, what would be the juiciest chapter title? This guy should not be left at home alone as often.
I was going to say something with peanut butter. I think... What
the title of the chapter is more peanut butter, please.
What you don't know about workaholics would be the title. You can figure out what that means later.
Okay.
Okay. That was not a good one.
What would the most absurd Olympic sport you could create, and how would you train for it?
Butt plugging.
Oh.
So it's who can put a butt plug in the fastest with no hands, and how would you train for it? Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would say the long shot.
Which is the movie with Seth Rogen?
Oh!
And how would you train for it?
Yeah.
You'd have to build up...
Just a gym full of dudes all lined up against the wall, seeing who can shoot the furthest.
Dude, okay,
all trainers are smoking hot chicks.
Length is a certain amount of points, like who goes the furthest distance, and then accuracy, like you're trying to get it circles as it drops.
Yeah.
You're trying to see how many loops you can shoot it.
So it's like a carnival game.
Yes, like little hula hoops.
You're shooting the little ducks.
Yeah, so the hula hoops start out like 18 inches, and they keep getting smaller, and if you can get through like the shot glass boys at the end,
right,
you're doing great.
And then how much time do you give them between each round? Because they only get one shot. So how many, you're like, hey, be back in 6 hours, ready to go again.
Yeah, 6 hours. So how do you train for it? We think we can figure that out. They can figure it out.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
The other thing is, how fast are people going to figure out how to cheat? They're going to start pumping themselves full of, like, synthetic.
You think there's some PEDs for ejaculating?
Well, there's definitely performance enhancing stuff for that, but there's also a synthetic fluid that they use in adult films that they put in there, and then they shoot it in with they have like a silicone needle.
Oh,
dude,
fuck.
This is real. They have like a silicone needle.
It's not, you're ruining porn for me.
They have a silicone needle and they shoot it in there, and then they squeeze it really tight, and then they actually work it while squeeze. They like choke it back, and then they just let that puppy rip.
That's
You can even, if you zoom horrific. In, you notice it's like the wrong color and consistency. It looks more like a gel.
Why on earth? You're zooming in on the wrong shit in porn. Okay, if you're a superhero with the most bizarre superpower, what would it be? And how could you use it to save the day?
All right, Mark, I would be a superhero called Ass Man. And my superpower would be I could make girls' nipples move up and down really fast to create like a... I know it doesn't make sense, Ass Man, I'm making titties move, but I could make their nipples move up and down so fast that it creates like a high-frequency signal that can cut through anything without hurting people. And I would use it to cut into like where the bombs are and stuff and steal them. Deactivate them.
Deactivate
them. Yeah,
because
I'm
wow
super spying with them nipples. Do you have nipples?
Yeah.
Cool.
My nipples don't stick out far enough to move and create frequency.
A lot
I don't
of women's
think.
Do.
Oh yeah.
Some of them damn near a penis.
What do you think is the longest nipple you've ever seen?
I've seen one longer than your pinky.
Longer than the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, are we counting a second?
It's like
yeah. It was a weird. It was. Tattoo situation, not good.
Dude.
I think I told you about it. It looked like a condom.
You jack her nipple off to get it hard?
No, I didn't do that. But I bet you could.
When she got excited, like
she didn't. That I saw, she was just getting tattooed.
I wonder
out.
If like
it fell at the bottom of her bra. She was wearing a sports bra, and her whole boob fell at the bottom of her bra, and it was like there was still some boob in there, but it was like it was bad. It was not good. She was getting a Deftones tattoo on her rib. Shout out to the Deftones. That's a good band.
That's a terrible nipple.
That's a bad nipple. It made me not like nipples for like a year.
Yeah, I imagine.
Like, it's kind of like what I'm trying to do with adult films for you.
If you could time travel to witness any moment in history as an invisible observer, what event would you want to choose and why? I feel like that's a good question.
The first atomic bomb, just because.
Just because you just want to see it.
Yeah, with the Hiroshima or whatever we did.
Yeah. Nagasaki.
Nagasaki.
I don't know which one hit first.
It was about the same time. Yeah. Little boy, big boy, fat man, Joe Rogan's club names.
Yeah.
I would probably do that. I just want to see it. I just think it's like, it's already happened. I'm not changing anything by being there, right? I can't affect.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm curious what that looks like.
Like, I don't know. I think, like, I'd like to see, there's a lot of shit I wish that I could have seen or witnessed. Like Woodstock, I think Woodstock would have been wild to see, yeah. Especially as an invisible observer. So like, I mean, you could walk right up on.
You can watch people doing it.
Yeah.
You see some bushy fingering. You could be like, this dude's going, what is that?
Grass and mud and everything.
It's like, is that grass or pubes? Nobody knows, but Jimi Hendrix over there, doing his thing.
I think Woodstock would be cool to see.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Noah building the ark.
Ooh.
If it really happened, that'd be dope. And I have no idea if it really happened.
Like, would you want to be there from beginning? I feel like that would be pretty boring to watch after a while. You just want to be there for, like, the last hour.
Well, I want to see what the squirrels looked like back then.
Fuck. In a world where everyone had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Kasha, this person does not understand what is offensive. Hashtag no autism. I checked.
Been tested.
Hashtag been tested, no tism.
Oh man.
Damn, this is tough.
What warning label would I have?
Makes people fart at the Vasca? Dude, while you think about it, let me tell the people. We were at the Vasca Theater in Lawton, Oklahoma, performing with a group of people for a veterans benefit show that was very fun. And the two clear best comics there were Matt Farrell and John Carden. John murdered, and then Matt goes up, and he's getting some pretty solid laughs out of this dude in front of me. But the guy at some point lets out a laugh that sounds like this. And then he stops in the middle of his laugh that hadn't even started and farts. Looks down and then laughs at his fart.
He probably looked down to make sure he didn't shit.
He did look worried, but I was looking from behind him, so I'm not really sure if his head was worried. It was fascinating, but that was what that was in reference to. And I sit like a woman. Comment if you think I sit like a woman. Okay, go ahead.
I still don't know. Warning, not as good in bed as you might think.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to,
that's,
you know.
That's fair for pretty much all white
people. Let them know right up front. Okay, we got two more. Okay.
Had the hiccups.
Does Andrew ever get mistaken for Billy Corgan?
Not mistaken for legitimately, but I've been told I look like Billy Corgan a lot. Here's the thing. Billy Corgan's face is fatter than mine, and he has a gray beard now. But if people are saying I'm really good at guitar and I own a wrestling league, I'm cool with it. Also, there's currently a comment on one of my YouTube videos that said, I didn't know Billy Corgan did stand-up. I'm like, that's pretty funny. I used to get compared to Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 when I had hair. And then immediately it was Billy Corgan the day after I shaved my head. Like, it was so crazy. It's like a completely different person. But, you know, imagine me with hair. And then now just Billy Corgan.
If you could do anything besides stand-up, Beyonce. What would you be doing?
Beyonce. Alicia Keys. No. Tattooing.
Yeah. I figured that's where you would go.
Yeah. It is a really good job. Yeah. Like, it's really fun. What would you, like, if stand-up wasn't an option, what would you be doing for, like, if you got to choose anything, like, what's the real one? Because I think mine really is, like, tattooing first, barbering second. It'd be some kind of trade that I
work with people. I would be just back to what I was doing.
Not a professional baseball player or
like if I could do anything?
Yeah. I'm saying limitless world. I don't know if that's how the question was meant to be asked, but that's how I thought of it. And I still said tattooing. Like, it's just, I can't imagine a job. I like the idea of being a professional musician, except for the amount of work they have to do to tour and stuff. Seems kind of dumb.
Yeah. I think if I could choose anything else, I probably would want to be a musician or an actor. I would still want to be in entertainment.
That sounds about right. Also, remind me when we're not doing this. Israel's idea for one of my jokes, we turn into a sketch. I think we can edit it down to less than a minute and put it on Shorts, but if not, we could for sure edit it to 3 minutes and put it on TikTok. Brilliant idea. Okay. One of my dumbest jokes. Just remind me, I'll remember.
All right.
What else?
That was it. That was all the jokes.
How many? Are we about 30 minutes in?
Yeah, we're 30 minutes in.
Well, we're going to go get some food, so you guys do the same. And because this part, if you're looking at this, we're probably on YouTube right now. But if we're on Spotify, go to YouTube, comment it, tell us what kind of stuff like this you want to see, because we don't know what we're doing. We're just having fun.
Right.
We talk a lot, and it's probably entertaining to some people and not entertaining at all. And if you're still here, clearly you have mental issues and it's entertaining to you. So your mom's a hoe. Have a good day.